2 years ago, Dennis Smith may have been New York City's best-known fireman. Now he just watches the fire trucks go by like everyone else. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Smith is the editor of Firehouse Magazine. In 1972, while on duty as a fireman in the South Bronx, Smith wrote a bestseller, Report from Engine Company 82. That was followed by another success.
In 1975, or thereabouts, I finished writing a novel called The Final Fire. I finished it, and I've always been very busy. And I said, well, what am I going to do now? I was pretty pleased with the novel. It was bought by Book of the Month Club and all that kind of thing. Things that was working well. And I said, but what am I going to do? I really don't want to write another book right now. I was working in the firehouse in the Bronx. So I said, well, I've always noticed the need for a national publication for firefighters.
A well-heeled friend put up the advance money for the magazine, and Smith launched a drive to get the names and addresses of virtually every firefighter in the nation.
We went from state to state. Went to state capitals, and we made searches and lists. I mean, some states, for instance, firefighters have special license plates, and they were made available to us. In other states, we had to go to state organizations just to get names of fire departments, or then we had to go to some other books just to get names of villages where we presume there may be a fire department.
Smith says the biggest help came from the nation's fire chiefs.
I wrote to all the fire chiefs in America, and I said, you know who I am because you've read Report from Engine Company 82, probably. And that was a relatively safe assumption because the book sold extraordinarily. So I wrote to the fire chiefs and said, I would like you to help me begin a national magazine for firefighters. And in order to begin it, I need to know who they are and where they live.
After getting the names and addresses, Smith pitched the magazine by direct mail. He says he got an 18% response. Today, the circulation of Firehouse Magazine is 103,000, but Smith says it reaches 700,000 readers. But publishing the magazine and turning out a novel every 18 months was too big a task, and Smith gave up his job as a firefighter. He is now a full-time editor, publisher, and writer. More about Dennis Smith next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Dennis Smith sees firefighting from a much different perspective these days. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. For 18 years, Smith was a fireman in the South Bronx. Today, he's editor and publisher of Firehouse Magazine. His life began to change after he wrote a bestseller in 1972, Report from Engine Company 82. 2 years ago, he put aside his firefighter's uniform.
When I first wrote that book, I mean, I really did see the world from the backstep of a fire engine, and now I do see it as a publisher.
But one thing is sure, says Smith, fighting fires today is not much different than it was when he was a rookie 20 years ago.
The best way to fight a fire is still to get in close to the fire and put water on it.
Smith says most of the advances in fire protection are on the consumer level.
When I first wrote Report from Engine Company 82, hardly anybody in the world had a smoke detector in their house. And now fully 60% of the homes in America have smoke detectors.
And something else has changed.
Engine Company 82, which was responding to about 9,000 alarms a year when I was working there, is now responding to about half that.
Smith says that's because the ugly violence directed at firemen during the burn baby burn days of the ghetto has eased, and because of landlord-inspired arsons, much of the South Bronx has literally been burned away. As for women firefighters, Smith says they're here to stay.
There is an emotional side to it, which I think will be with us for the next 5 or 6 years. I think it's going to take a long time before women are able to operate in firehouses in the same footing as male firemen.
Firehouse Magazine publisher Dennis Smith, author of Glitter and Ash, and a new book called Dennis Smith's Fire Safety Book. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.